about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, in the first hour, we were talking about driving and marijuana, how they're saying how car accidents have now tripled over the last 10 years. And so, you know, we start to see more and more states legalize marijuana and more marijuana being used by the medical community. You know, is it putting our drivers at risk? Okay, you know, mark my words, in the next 10 years, we are going to have many, many people using marijuana for their high blood pressure, for their pain medicines, for their arthritis pain, as our baby boomers are aging and how many of us cannot tolerate the anti-inflammatories because it's hurting our kidneys and our liver, etc. You know, we're going to be turning to other means of dealing with our pain that don't involve narcotics and don't involve expensive pharmaceuticals. So we're going to be seeing more and more marijuana. But if this is true and the amount of car accidents are increasing, that's pretty scary stuff, because now you could be on the road with somebody who could be intoxicated with marijuana. And we do use the term intoxicated. I don't like to use the word high, right? But the medical term for it would be under the influence or intoxicated with marijuana. So we were about to discuss what would be a driver under the influence of marijuana. Now, we've talked about drivers under the influence of alcohol. Many of them will swerve. Many of them may not really understand the spatial capacity, meaning if there's a car in front of them, they may misjudge how far they have. Alcohol could also be very sedating, make them sleepy. Marijuana could be similar as well. But they say, very interestingly, although many people on alcohol may not realize the speed that they could be going very, very quickly, many people on marijuana may be a little bit more paranoid. And so we may find that people on marijuana are driving slower, which is also why we don't see as much media attention to marijuana and driving as we do with alcohol and driving, because some of these people are just driving too slow to actually get into a car accident. And so, you know, unfortunately, it's the reaction times that they have. And so much of their impairment will be manifested by a greater time to respond if an emergency situation arises. So, for example, if a ball starts to roll out in front of the car, many of us right now in our current state would say, okay, you know what, I'm going to stop because most likely there's a kid nearby. That could be delayed under somebody with the influence of marijuana. But you see, this is something that I keep talking about on the show. Many of us don't realize the impairment of something that we did a day or two or a week or two ago. I can't tell you how many people will say, you know, Dahlia, I had this weird episode. I don't know if I had a stroke, where all of a sudden I just got really tired, or I just felt weird and dizzy. So I'll say, look, you know, did you have an Ambien or a Xanax or some alcohol? And no, I didn't have anything yesterday or that day. I go, no. Earlier in the week. Well, yeah, actually, you know, I usually take this, but I had it the last couple days, etc. It could still be in your system. You know, chemicals try to, in nature, become dilute, and they try to, shall we say, dissipate to an even concentration, okay? Things will be concentrated, then they'll dissipate and dissipate and dissipate, okay? However, you could have certain chemicals hide out in certain crypts or crevices or tissues or kinks, etc. Unfortunately, you know, fortunate for us, that doesn't happen a lot, but there is a way for you to get, unfortunately, a little bolus of that dose every now and then. And it's those split-second times that that happen, luck of the draw is when you could be driving, etc. So some of you will have taken, let's say, I don't know, a Benadryl for itch, some diphenhydramine. And then maybe at 6 o'clock at night, you'll just get really, really tired for a couple seconds. Well, that could be part of the like a little re-bolus of some of the chemicals that are circulating, you know. And it could be additive with other things. And so let's say you did have some pot earlier in the week. Could that still be in your system? Absolutely. We've seen marijuana in your system for a month even. So where this starts to get very confusing is, how do you judge if somebody's impaired? How do you? Right? If they don't, let's say, pass a breathalyzer test, which is what they're designing to tell if somebody is, you know, acutely having a certain amount of marijuana, how do you judge if somebody's impaired? You know, they're still discussing this and debating this when it comes to alcohol. You'll have people that could drink a drink or two and not be impaired at all. Yet you'll have somebody with less than 0.06 blood alcohol level and be tipsy. Which is why the Department of Transportation is suggesting, even after one drink and a woman, don't let her drive. And I know some of you are like, wait a second here, wait, what? Right? That's chauvinistic. Well, because some people cannot, quote unquote, hold their liquor. Same thing with marijuana. So if we are starting to see fatal accidents triple, all right, over the last 10 years, and marijuana really hasn't been used widespread yet. You think it's been used a lot. Just wait and give it some time. Once the government gets involved, we're going to see a lot more marijuana. And like I said, you know, in the medical community, we're starting to appreciate some of its uses. But I'm worried about my kids driving. I'm worried about you driving. Okay, are you going to have other people impaired? Now, your job is to be a defensive driver. So like I was talking about in the first hour, I teach my kids to be prepared that somebody around you could be drunk trying to run the red light. You know, I was taught by Dr. Scott Harris when I did my rheumatology rotation. I don't remember much about the rheumatology he taught me, but I remember him saying, never be the first one in an intersection when the light changes, because somebody is usually trying to run the red, and he's right. So I wait. I don't always try to be the first one in the intersection. Not that I want anybody else to get hit, but it's one of those things where you are always on standby, always prepared. Same thing. If you go at driving expecting somebody to be impaired, you're probably going to be a little bit safer. The only thing is what about you being a pedestrian walking on the sidewalk? You always hear about people jumping curbs, etc. That's what happened. These three teenagers years ago in Vegas were doing community service duty cleaning a street, and somebody on marijuana, a teenager, killed him because she jumped the curb. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning us in, or tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm going to be on the Moore Show on Fox 5 discussing how there's a mom who is trying to fight to get marijuana for her two twin three-year-olds. Apparently, she has three-year-old twins that have a rare disorder causing multiple seizures. And I guess they have Miller-Dieker syndrome. And Miller-Dieker syndrome causes them to have almost daily seizures. They're on multiple medications to control the epilepsy, etc. And, you know, the medicine, I guess, has a rare side effect causing blindness. Now, from what I understand, the mom lives, I believe, in Maryland. And there is no legal way for her to get medical marijuana in Maryland. So CNN was reporting this, that she has found that marijuana seems to help calm the seizures down, and this is what she's lobbying to change in the Maryland General Assembly to be able to get her children medical marijuana. Now, you know, when it comes to, you know, kids and marijuana, that's a whole other subject, okay? Do we want children to be addicted to marijuana? Do we want to start them that early? But then on the flip side, you have kids that are seizing, okay? You know, I believe John Travolta's son had died of a seizure. in the bathtub. This is some scary stuff, not to mention people seizing and driving, etc. Not that somebody on medical marijuana is going to be clear to drive that easily. But, you know, this is something where you know, we're starting to find so many uses of marijuana in the healthcare world right now. And so, you know, it's interesting. Now, you have heard of some cases where parents say, my child can't eat, he really needs the marijuana, and then you find that the parents are using it. Okay, that's just going to ruin it for these kids. But somebody where you have in a clinical trial, in a clinical setting with the doctor administering it, I don't think is a problem. And, you know, I remember in Israel, there was a pharmaceutical company working on marijuana where you have the health benefits of the cannabis without the THC, the hallucinogenic compound. So, but until, you know, the pharmaceutical industry comes out with something inexpensive, it's going to be cheaper to be able to, unfortunately, just use the regular raw plant. And so, as far as I'm concerned, if these kids, if the doctor is saying the kids will benefit, oh my gosh, seizures are pretty, pretty scary. They could stop breathing. It's extremely, I couldn't even imagine. And I'm sending prayers to her for her children. But, this is something that I'm going to be discussing about on More TV. If you could tune in tomorrow at, 9 a.m. Pacific time on, medical marijuana and kids. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. From what we understand, four people have now been arrested in relation to the Philip Seymour Hoffman death. All right. They say four people were taken into custody on drug charges after police investigated the death of actor Philip Seymour Hoffman, executed search warrants at several New York City apartments. Two people with knowledge of the investigation said on Wednesday and reported to the Washington Post. Apparently a confidential source provided a tip that the suspects may have supplied Hoffman the drugs. All right. And remember we were talking about how the heroin were in these packages, either with an ace of spades or an ace of hearts. Police say undisclosed quantities of the heroin and marijuana were found Tuesday night in three apartments in Lower Manhattan. Four suspects, three of whom live in the building, face charges now of criminal possession of a controlled substance. Two also face charges of criminal use of drug paraphernalia. Unfortunately, Philip Seymour Hoffman had died at the young age of 46 years old with a needle in his arm. All right. There was some concern that maybe there was also fentanyl, a very powerful painkiller. They say right now, he tested negative for that. Now, heroin is a synthetic morphine. I was on Doug McIntyre in the Morning with Terry Ray on KABC discussing how heroin kills. Heroin gets converted to morphine. And I believe it's called diamorphine. Heroin is called diamorphine in legal circles. It's a medication that ends up being broken down as morphine is, and it is a painkiller. It causes respiratory depression. So you become sleepy on it, as many people do with the pain medication, and unfortunately it could stop people from breathing. So if he also had marijuana on board, he doesn't realize he's having trouble breathing and wakes himself up. This is why sleep apnea is such a killer for so many people. Because when you stop breathing, and at times you do, your brain is supposed to kick in and go, wait a second, you need to breathe. So if you have obstructive apnea, hopefully your brain is wise enough to wake you up. If you have central sleep apnea, that could be pretty scary, where you just stop breathing on your own. Well, heroin depresses the respiratory center thus far. Thus, you could actually just fall asleep and not breathe and die. Many times people that take heroin, they do it because they feel such a rush. They have an extreme form of relaxation. Doug McIntyre asked, does it hurt when you die? It's hard to tell because if you are loaded, if your mood receptors are loaded because of the opiates, you may not feel the struggle and you may be asleep and just die in your sleep. Not that we want people to think this is a painless way to die. Some people, unfortunately, could go into pulmonary edema where you basically drown in your own blood. Your heart could fail by having arrhythmias and not pumping correctly. So you could go into a heart arrhythmia, it could cause a stroke. Your pump could not work. You end up going into heart failure. It throws fluid back into the lungs. We talked about the heart pump, where the blood could go back into the lungs, causing pulmonary edema, and you basically drown. That could be extremely uncomfortable, too. Many people on heroin could get a endocarditis, where they get an infection around the heart. Pretty scary stuff. Of course, when you do take any form of narcotic or any sort of pain reliever, you could have a massive drop in your blood pressure. When you have a massive drop in your blood pressure, that causes you to be sleepy, pass out, lack of perfusion to the brain. Some of these people, they just can't wake up even if they wanted to. It is a very, very scary way to die, even if it's not as scary as falling out of a window. And so, you know, unfortunately, we're seeing more and more of this. I believe the Glee actor also had died of heroin. It is so addictive. It is extremely addictive, since it's very easy to get in many circles. You end up seeing more and more of these cases. And it's one of these things where you, unless you go through a very, very successful rehab, I would be very cautious of somebody saying, yeah, I did it and I'm not on it anymore. It's just the nature of the beast is extremely, scary. Now, they say that Philip Seymour Hoffman's death being instantaneous is a little bit more unusual. A lot of times you will not find somebody with the needle in them. They will have died later on. You know, Breaking Bad, for those of you who watched it, was a lot more realistic than you think. The death that Jesse Pinkman's girlfriend underwent and we had witnessed on the show was a lot more representative of a heroin overdose than what happened with Philip Seymour Hoffman. She had gone into pulmonary edema, and that's why she was gurgling and basically drowning, and when Walter White didn't help, I don't want to go into too much, just in case you guys are still trying to catch up on Breaking Bad, which, by the way, has been over now, but I get it, because I had to catch up on all the seasons also. By the way, you know they're making the prequel. It has to do with Saul. We talked about this, how Saul is, I know, I can't wait. Also, the 24 movie is coming out. Oh my gosh, a lot of good stuff coming out. I'm so excited. Although the 24 movie with Jack Bauer probably won't be called 24. It'll probably be called like 2. But I guess it's going to be called 24, even though it's not 24 hours long. Anyway, where was I going with this? So, heroin. Usually the death is, I mean, to find somebody dead with a needle in the arm. Now, here's though, when I heard that, I have to be honest, and I don't want to sit here and start bringing up conspiracy theories, but whenever I hear of somebody lying there with a needle in the arm, I always think setup. Right? Because you usually don't see a heroin death like that. Okay? You know, I mean, it takes a while for you to undergo the respiratory depression. And you still have enough oxygen in your body to hopefully remove the needle. So that is a little odd, but they are saying that that's the way he died. Right now, no foul play is, from what I understand, being suspected. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, it just kind of blows my mind what's out there and what people are doing and why they're doing it. And you know, maybe I kind of live in my own little, you know, la la land, and I don't, because because of my, you know, what I see with patients. I mean, I see what happens, and I'm very, very in tune with what's going on. But I'd like to live in La La Land. I don't want to think that my kids are going to be given a choice of shooting heroin at some point. You know, in the 80s, the worst we were offered was cocaine. And I was offered cocaine at a bus stop, and I said, no, thank you. I'll pass. And it was very easy to just say no and thinking of the scrambled eggs. But you have other things out there now that some of these kids just may not resist. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are on iHeartRadio now, and you can follow us on... You can follow us on, Fix Your Radios, people, our iPhone app and our Android app. Sorry about that. I had a very busy day yesterday. You got to cut me some slack. We're about to talk about sugar and this new study looking at how we are just consuming way, way, way too much sugar. And I had been talking to a bunch of pharmaceutical reps yesterday on one of their new products and how to even launch it in this new healthcare environment with Obamacare. And it's one of these drugs that I'm really excited about, where it stops glucose absorption in the kidneys. We've talked about how diabetes works, where if you don't have enough insulin or your insulin doesn't seem to work right, you can't bring the sugar into the cell, so it just stays in the bloodstream like a hallway versus a door of a room, you know, a room in a house, you know, it just kind of, you know, sits there in the bloodstream and causes damage. And so we want to get sugar into the cells, or we want to decrease the sugar that's floating around the bloodstream. And one way to do it is prevent you from eating it. Another way to do it is making sure those little doors open, getting it into the cell, which is increasing your insulin sensitivity. And then another way to do it is to maybe make the kidneys dump more of the sugar and keep less of the sugar. So this new medication, Farxiga, is, I guess, one of them coming out from AstraZeneca. It looks pretty cool. But then, of course, you know, what do we do when insurance companies now are pretty much mandating generic or nothing, you know, and unless the doctors try to get the prior authorization and you know, tell them, look, they can't tolerate any of the other medicines out there. So it's a medication that a lot of us are excited about. Hopefully we'll be able to, you know, integrate it into regular diabetic management. They also have come out now with a blood sugar monitor for kids. You do have kids that do not like to poke their fingers. These kids age 2 to 17. And I guess there is a device that constantly monitors their sugar, checking for dangerously low levels. Apparently we got 215,000 kids having diabetes in our country, even though we have about 25.8 million, 215,000 of them are under 20. So there's this external device, which is a continuous glucose monitor, has a little small narrow sensor that's inserted just under the skin. It has a glucose meter that can help the user's doctor also decide treatment options, etc. And they say it does seem to do as well. So at least this is, you know, something we can do to move forward with our kids with diabetes. But you know, what are we eating? Okay, so you look at our soda and our cakes and our cookies, etc., and they say on average, adults in the U.S. consume 15% of our daily calories just by the added sugar. Now, you know how our 2,000 calorie diet is kind of a guideline? Some of us have to go to 1,800 or 1,500 calories. Just to roughly remember, it's about a 2,000 calorie diet. 15% is coming from added sugars. We aren't even counting the natural sugars you're getting from your breads and your pastas and your rices and your fruits. We are talking added sugars. So they're asking that women consume no more than 6 teaspoons of sugar a day, and men consume no more than 9 teaspoons of sugar a day. The World Health Organization is recommending consuming less than 10% of calories from added sugars just to hedge and prevent you from going over. So this high fructose corn syrup, maple syrup, honey, brown sugar, molasses, all this stuff put into foods and beverages, etc., are things that we just don't think about. Remember, a lot of our dairy products are milk, fruit juice, etc. These are things that naturally have sugar too. So we need to cut the added sugar, limit it to 6 teaspoons in women, 9 teaspoons in men. Now, some men out there or women say, you know what? I'm not a big drinker. So, Dahlia, leave me alone. All right. I don't drink, you know, I'm not a big sugar person. Okay. Yeah, I like my beer. Yeah, I like, you know, my alcohol, but I'm not a sugar eater, so I'm good. Leave me alone. Okay. Well, before we say leave me alone, okay. All right. Let's kind of take a look at some of the sugar in these drinks. Now, there was an article coming out of Mail Online talking about how those 9 teaspoons of sugar that you men think that you're not getting that maxes you a day, it could be in an actual pint of, now this is coming from Great Britain, a pint of ale. So for those of you that may drink a pint in one day, that's already your 9 teaspoons. They say if you take a vodka and Red Bull, you're already at 7 teaspoons. So women, you're already over with that one. They say a pint of Guinness, you're already at 5 teaspoons. If you are drinking wine, you could be up, right, okay, to 11 teaspoons of sugar in that wine, like a port wine, okay? Some of the sweet wines still could have a lot of sugar as well. Let's say you have a vodka and Coke. 6.5 teaspoons of sugar. Women, you're already over. A little shot of amaretto being added. You know, Olive Garden has a margarita where you add a shot of amaretto to the margarita. That shot of amaretto already has your 4 teaspoons of sugar, let alone what the Italian margarita has. Bailey's, a 50 cc. So if it's 30 cc's per 50 cc's of Bailey, 50 cc's of port, etc., you're already getting about 3 teaspoons of sugar. Smirnoff Ice, 7.5 teaspoons of sugar. A Bacardi Breezer, 5.25 teaspoons of sugar. So, you know, when the study came out saying sugar is really causing heart disease and death, and, you know, we're really doing too much when it comes to sugar, why would sugar cause heart disease if sugar is a natural controlling substance? Because we aren't eating sugar in its most natural form, all right? Milk is sugar in its most natural form, lactose. We are able to break lactose down, some of us. Some of us that are lactose intolerant, we suffer from it, but with it. But a lot of us that, you know, we can handle lactose. But when we have these sucroses and these fructoses and these manufactured sugars that are very, very compact, our bodies sometimes just don't know what the hell to do with it. We were designed to be hunters and gatherers and to maybe kill an occasional zebra and eat that. Okay? Unless, of course, you want to be vegetarian or vegan. I get that. When I said that about the zebra, Doug McIntyre said, so those black and white cookies, you know, at the bakery aren't zebra? No, they aren't. And our bodies just really weren't designed for a cupcake with little sprinkles on top and the confectioned sugar. Our body doesn't know what to do with that, which is why it was always supposed to be a treat. Now we see people use it as a main staple. Well, what I'm going to do for breakfast is I'll have a Danish and a cup of coffee. Your body isn't designed for that, which is why you end up becoming diabetic later and then having heart disease or even these sugars clogging up the arteries. If the body doesn't know what the hell to do with it, it just kind of passes it on to the next station. Then the next station looks at it going, oh, I don't know what to do with it. And it just kind of keeps passing around and depositing and passing around and flowing through and depositing. That's the whole ebb and flow of the circulatory system. And then your pancreas is supposed to be the biggest one in job. The pancreas is supposed to be the one in charge. So the body's like, all right, pancreas, shoot out insulin. And they're like, well, what the hell is this? Well, it's the same thing she eats all the time. All right, well, then I'll just shoot out a crap load of insulin, which is why many times you become hypoglycemic. You notice when you eat something really sugary, a lot of times about an hour later, you get really, really low with your sugar because your body didn't know what the hell to do with it. So it shot out a whole bunch of insulin and then, you know, it handled the sugar. Now you got all this extra floating insulin. Well, what does excess insulin do? It causes you to gain weight. It does. Okay, and because it's putting whatever sugar that's around in your body into the cells, so you end up packing on weight, and you end up having less blood sugar in your arteries. Now, some of you are saying, well, wait a second, don't we want less blood sugar in the arteries? Yes, we do, but we also don't want you getting so hypoglycemic that you get dizzy. We want your body to get things rhythmically, consistently, predictably, okay? All right, don't be, you know, freaking it out with a big bolus of whipped cream. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yesterday I was gone all day at this conference that I was speaking at, and so when I came home, I found out that one of the cats did poo-poo stairs. All right, and though I think there was a big pile of poo-poo on the stairs, which kind of blows my mind because, you know, the cats know where their potty boxes are, okay? The dogs are really, really good. They go outside, they do their business, they know what they do. They rarely do poo-poo house, but the cats, they do. They'll either do poo-poo closet, right, poo-poo mama shoe, or poo-poo stairs. And, of course, none of the cats are owning up to it, although the tattletale cat. There's always a tattletale cat. So I come home, and the tattletale cat runs up to the spot where the poopoo is to show me. And because he's the one that tattled, I don't think he's the one that did it. So I'm like, I get it. All right. Okay. So I think I know who didn't do it. I think he was the tattletale cat. Honestly, he just likes to pee up the house. He really doesn't like to poop up the house. So I think I know who did it. It's the one with the biggest tushy. I'm going to have a talk with her. But, you know, I have to, though, not give him too much crap, because at least they are bringing home the bubonic plague. Apparently, an Oregon man claims he lost his fingers and his toes after he contracted the bubonic plague from his pet cat. This is being reported by Fox News and The Guardian. Paul Gaylord described how his cat Charlie had gone missing for a couple days in the Cascade Mountains. When the cat returned, Gaylord could tell something was wrong with him because there was a mouse stuck in his mouth. When he tried to pull the rodent out, the cat bit Paul. The next day, Gaylord said the cat looked like he was really suffering and unfortunately had to put the cat down. Soon afterwards, he started feeling sick himself, having high fever, flu-like symptoms. His skin was painful. You get these buboes, these big, painful lymph nodes. His symptoms worsened, and he had to go into ICU. He was diagnosed with a bubonic plague, had to be on life support, hooked up to dialysis, went into a coma. Now, thank heavens he lived, but unfortunately, it sounds like he must have gone into septic shock, where his hands and feet weren't getting perfused and hence turned black and unfortunately started to necrose, so they had to amputate. He had three stages of the plague. The first stage kind of infects the lymphatic system, which is the bubonic, making big, huge lymph nodes. Then there's the pneumonic part of the plague, which infects the lungs, and then the septicemic, which causes the sepsis or the blood infection that goes into the bloodstream. You rarely see somebody go through all three phases and survive. After a month in the hospital, he was able to come home. He was alive, but he had no fingers or toes. Actually, the fingers and the toes weren't amputated until later. All right. He also lost his right foot. And also on top of all that, he lost his cat. I talked to you about a lady who in Lake Tahoe was sitting there petting her cat. The cat had pneumonic plague, was breathing on her, coughing on her. She's like, oh, poor baby, and was stroking the cat while the cat was sitting there on her chest coughing. Cat dies later. She dies. If your cat is sick, I understand they're like your children, they're like your babies, etc. But you need to do two things. Number one is get that animal immediate care. Number two, call your doctor. I have a sick pet. This is what happened. And remember, pneumonic plague can be breathed on you. You don't even have to be bit by your animal like Gaylord was. And so you need to contact and remember if you had any interaction with an animal. It's pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, another headline was half of parents who have an overweight child are in denial of their kid's weight. Many of them even think the child could be underweight. Is that crazy? There was a study that looked at 69 studies of over 15,000 children, and they found that many parents with an overweight child thought their son or daughter was at a healthy weight or below, yet the child was obese. Now, we talked about how we're doing things differently with our kids. When I was growing up, parents were very open, okay? You know, I mean, they would say, you're fat, you're getting too fat, your butt's big. I remember one of my grandmothers, your butt is too big. Yet, my other grandparents were all, I could do no wrong. So, of course, I ended up liking those grandparents better. All right? But, I mean, when I grew up, it was just very, very matter of fact to the point. No kitten gloving. You're at acne's bad, you're fat, I smell body odor, things like that. I mean, really, really to the point. And sometimes I have to stop myself with my kids because sometimes I'm like, you know, that was a really smelly fart. Can you go to the bathroom and poop or something, you know? Because sometimes I just forget and I don't have the energy to do euphemisms. But where I am kind of guilty is, you know, not really talking to them about their weight or appearance or things like that because, you know, I like to do the opposite of what my family did and I like to just, you know, put them on a pedestal. Oh, you're so good. Oh, you got a C minus. Oh my gosh, you didn't fail. I'm so proud of you. A C minus. That's my baby. And no. You know, so sometimes I do the opposite. I hardly ever discipline them. And even when I do, I give in again. You know, all right, you could go back and watch TV or you could go and watch the computers. And my husband looks at me like, oh boy, was that a grueling 30 seconds. You know, and so, you know, I think we've leaned the other way. And we're so worried about our kids being bullied at school that we want our homes to be a safe haven where they could feel safe and king of the castle, etc. But we're not doing them any good. I talked to you guys about American Idol, how Keith Urban was saying, you know, these parents are telling these kids they sing good, and then one of us says, no, they don't, but we're the ones that are going to help them and elevate them. And, you know, I had to. One of my kids, you know, he has amazing comedic timing, he always has, but he was making the mistake of saying the same joke over and over again, and I had to stop that. I had to say, okay, look, you know, that joke was good. It was really, really good. But the second time or third time somebody hears it, it's not good anymore. Okay? It starts to get stale. You need to learn about this. And I know he didn't like hearing that because he was embarrassed, but I got to tell you, he stopped saying jokes over and over and over again. I should take my own advice, right? And so now we have these children who are overweight, and the parents don't even think twice. Well, then the doctor says your kid is overweight, and they're like, oh, really? Or the parents get mad because the school wants to send home letters. Now, I don't agree that the school should send home letters. I think that's a little ridiculous. I really don't like it when the school kind of gets involved with parenting. But maybe we're of an age where the parents really aren't parenting. You know, maybe the school has a point. And letting the kids know that, you know, look, you aren't of the ideal weight. I mean, somebody has to. Now, when I was in medical school, we had to undress. We were kind of in, like our underwear or whatever. And we had to have the nurse take our body fat and do our body fat measurements. Now, I didn't have a lot of body fat. I was really, really good. We did our cholesterol. We did our BMI. I was in really, really good shape. So I was okay. And as much as I didn't like doing that, because I could hear my friends laughing outside, you know, it was helpful to have that done. And you know how school nurses will check your hearing and they'll check your vision, etc. You know, maybe a full-on help little screen, you know, when they do the hearing and vision, also have the BMI there. You know, have the BMI, on, you know, included and send that home to the parents as opposed to a letter saying your child is overweight, et cetera. I mean, I don't think it's bad. You know, a lot of kids aren't going to the doctor regularly. You know, schools kind of force it because you have to, you know, be vaccinated before going to school. So many times kids that wouldn't have gone to the doctor because moms, you know, just give the kids Ropitest and whenever something goes wrong, you know, gives me a chance to see them. But how many times do I really tell the parents and for the kids that the kid is too fat? So what I usually do is I start bringing up the diet and exercise. And I go, okay, so what type of exercise are you doing? And tell me about the diet and what you eat. So it's more objective. It's something we all need to work on. Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.